Ja, men jag tror att det kommer sig. Det kommer sig. Okej, jag ska ta. Там у меня даже я хумаши вяза. Окей, я шукаю. Here is the halacha, the famous Beis HaLevi in this parasha. He hangs a chosh mevod on a medrash. What the tliya is a dush, but there's a have to take enough to miss. It says in the pasuk, "Vayal kim es bnei sol vayeidai lo kim." What? So he brings a yalkut on this pasuk. On this pasuk, Rashi, we know the Haggadah says with the cheres. But the Yalkut title brings a different hezber. The sash from Israel was Mekatrik on the source of the Brazor. The kitruk was a recurring kitruk. Sash from Israel was Mekatrik, repeatedly halol of halol, right? Aliyom, and here too, in the beginning, vice versa, there was a Brazor attack. The Purusha Chazal, everything's not, right? There was a rice, you go to min a rice, the gamer, that the Purusha Chazal, come, do the gamer min a rice. And it's Loshinu that at the beginning of Beis HaLevi, Barichus Gedolah, he goes on that Loshinu, Shmo, Mabushom, Gavushom. On one hand, yeah, good, that was an issue. How much were they simulated? After we have time, we'll talk about that. But there was a kidduk about Avodah Zarah. It was a kidduk. It's a fact. So the Yalkut continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Rabbi Yochanan Sar Shom Mitzrayim and said, Halalu Avdu Mitech Shibu and Mitech Tiva Fadas. The Yidden. Halalu avdu miteich shibud miteich tiv hadas. Shema atodon al shogi gemezed al oynis gerotzen. So he says, look, I can't do Yalkut. So basically, he says, the tainas oynis is only, I read the words and explain it. Heicho de'im lo hoi hoynis lo hoi oysa oysa dova. Verin sevi lasis. Vos nefshab kilu lo soi. The din of oynis, when the chakira the oynis up to oynchen, the kibul is up to hafkov the maisel, maisel beret. But whatever it is, he says oynis only if the person was holding by not doing it, didn't want to do it, was not going to do it, and the only reason he did it is because of the oynis. But let's say that this inyan, he doesn't stay away from it. It's a beret, but it's a beret. He doesn't stay away from it. He's nevayin for this a beret. And if it wouldn't have been oynis, he would have done it. He's done it before, and he would do it again. This one time they did it, and currently this time they did a very did a bonus. Says Beslevi, "Pchia Gavna will make you honest clown." There's no denoinus, even though in fact circumstantially he didn't do it midaita b'tzayna. He did it in something which would otherwise be defined, which again factually is defined as oinus. Shloim b'tzayna yatoif, but the ptur, the dinim of oinus doesn't happen. As if he did b'meisa. There's no difference between this asiya. They did, ostensibly they did bainas, and another seer they did by mason. Because he's over this affair. This is always in that floor. It's on the floor. This is that floor in the super sense. The famous instead of that floor. So Mele. Oh, Mizet. There were a few ways with the. With the medrash and his halacha ma'aseh and kamina. Zeh shom ha'kos v'alkim es mesav v'edolkim. Perush the raw ma'aseh, he saw that what they did b'shibudom, and he knew that the only reason they turned the avodah zarah was miteich shibud and tiruf hadas. It was halol v'alol was not a tainer because they did a bainus, and he knew that's v'edolkim. Even those that were born into Shibud, into Zmatzah, they never had a chance to be a free man and to decide who is going to turn over Zohar or not. But Vayedelokim, with the idea of the Yedei Mashovis and the Yedei Talumis, He knew that there would be no it wouldn't be shaykh for them to be over the Zohar, ever lulei the fact that they were in the Matzah of Avinus. And v'yoda eich heim hoi oisim imo hoi lohem zeh ha-shibur v'ainish ha-mitzvayim. V'zeh sheishav lohi, halo lo avdum teich ha-shibur, b'teich tir v'adas, and the men then will see Yeah, okay, that means other gemaras and the rest. But then he has his famous Avkamina. Mizeh Yetze, the Mishra coming back to the vote that somebody on the other hand, the non-Namasa, and the Oynes and the Averi doesn't refrain from doing the Averi on other occasions. And this time it's Noynes, so it doesn't have the din of Oynes. So Mizeh Yetze, the Mishra poets Ba'achas and Mishra Zashem, Chas B'Sholem. So even though sometimes he has an oinus, either to do he's not able to become a mitzvah, but his inability to become a mitzvah was because of an oinus, or he's even a veil, and did a oinus. K'may shmir Shabbos v'chadoyme, that somebody that not shmir Shabbos, but this time he wasn't holding by doing a melacha. L'fom him onus to lasas melacha, or avoch chayle, includes that he was doing a melacha for a chayle, by which it's mutter to do. Which means the Maisa Gered. This is a Yehuda Gemes Alevi. So Hayesem this Gemes Alevi that we have most of Chas V'Shalom. But the Rambam is not the tzarech to be Mechal Shabbos, the tzarech Achor Shesh Basakona, Pikuch Nefesh, Pizdech Shabbos. And you have a choice, the two drivers, two ambulance drivers. One's Hashem Shabbos, one's Mechal Shabbos. So one would perhaps intuitively think, nah, Mechal Shabbos is going to Mechal Shabbos anyway, might as well take him. Boom, fuck yeah, just the opposite. Just the opposite. His Chol Shabbos, all the melachos involved driving a car, for him, they won't have had to have a chaybaim or a vinus. So, in a sense, they've been going melech Shabbos, they won't have to have a vinus. But then, if they take the shomer Shabbos, so for him, he's doing had to go more. He's doing a mitzvah. For him, it's a mitzvah, and it's a hudwa duchiyah, but still not a very. And it means he felt so to. This is a lamashtik of Mesalevi. Very lamashtik. If there's no choice, Rashi says there's no choice. If the only ambulance driver is the Rachman again, we don't know about it. If the only person to do a melacha is a Mechal Shabbos, you cannot do it. You cannot do it. V'chaybim says even that. But given a choice, you have to choose the one who's going to have a hetter. Half of a fellow members. And he brings another tzusta. So in oynes he has a flaw. Shegeg, he shows us something. Shegeg. We can't get a shegeg. This is a gemara in many places. It's nice. Ain't the rock boyfriend. Shim loy a shegeg, loy a sale. But this is a gemara in many places. Let's say you have somebody that's a mumer to eat chelub. A mumer to eat chelub. He doesn't refrain from eating chelub. But one time he intended to eat shuman, he wanted to eat a piece of shuman, a piece of kosher meat, and he made a mistake, mischalif lechelib shuman. So somebody else under these circumstances, chayv kov mechatos. But this person is not chayv kov mechatos. And the Gemara dash shov me either because he's a mumer or because he's not shov midyosei. He wants to shov midyosei. Shov midyosei, somebody who when he finds out that what he did, he's going to tshuva and be shov midyosei, and he's going to engage in tshuva. This is chayv chato. Somebody whom doesn't make difference, but just punk granted this time he made a mistake, he's not chayv chato. So he learns up that the gather is the same thing. He's not a shaggy b'chal. He's not something just a kosov, so he has to be shov midyosei. But the gather is the same thing. Is that time? The rat of shov midyosei may be kov and ashigosei, aber mich ein schon mit das ein mir kommen nach gosse die kam sie gosse mit ge schege das schege sei sei gomo schege geht der meister wer wundert mir dann otherwise if we may wenn nicht das schoger soll soll ich das kabel kommen okay here you see in one gather in Einis and Shagig was the acquaintance of Mesa Levi that is more than just Like this, he learned, and it's correct, like this, he learned that the two components of Maisa, there's a physical action, and there's the Das of the Oysa and Maisa. The Das. Every Maisa consists of Das and the Maisa, and the Das. And we use this idea in other places. Like, for example, with in the game that somebody says, right, an Anwar says, do something else, he'll eat chaleb else, and he threatens to kill him. So why is that an oinus? Because the Gemara defines it being an oinus. Do something else to kill you. It's oinus. But why is it an oinus? It is because he wants very much to stay alive. So he's doing it very, very much, but also, why do we define that as being an oinus? Threat of, right, when his life is threatened. And there's no issue. It comes up all the time. The answer is because he's an oinus in the das. His decision to do the aveira was forced upon him. He was forced to decide to do the aveira. The other case of oinus is when somebody picks up his hand and uses his hand to turn on the light switch. Good, that's an oinus in the mice. He has no control. That's a partial oinus. I don't believe the slave is talking about that either, for that. I don't think so. We're talking about oinus in the das. Oinus in the das, when the decision to do something is imposed by this circumstance, another circumstance, his life is in danger, somebody else's life is in danger, whatever, or he's totally innocent, like the oinus grand tradition of Lom, but hey, we talked about it yesterday. It's also a type of oinus, a mistaken assumption, that he wasn't in Mukhuy Bechata thing to consider another possibility. It's also an oinus. He arrived at a conclusion to do something, based on an erroneous assumption, but he's not responsible for making that mistake. That's also an oinus. It's an oinus in the das, not an oinus in doing the maaser. And not oinus in the physical seer. It's oinus in the das. Most of the oinusim in Shas are oinus in the das, one way or another. Right? If you think about it, either because something was imposed on him, or he was justified in his line of reasoning. Right? That's the second type we talked about. But that's a din. The mice, that in itself is not mafkir the mice from being a mice of oinus. That's a toredic oinus. It's a mitzvah oinus, but it's a Torah oinus. The consequence of doing some ma'aseh oinus that doesn't have korban, doesn't have the chomer of an aveira, that's a chalos din. So if the mensch is not holding by refraining from an aveira, so he doesn't have the benefit of a din of an oinus. All right, and that's one din. One talk like this. Next topic. This we talk about many times, but. So the Gemara Rashi brings Lo Olam Chosevo Loima Limerish Leikove Kisova. It's a Zichri Lim the Hechnik. Was the Gemara himself in the Avmund and Kedusha Vaynalef. The Nichtav Yudke Vovke Nichtav Yudke Vovke. That's Lo Olam, but the Enu but Nikro Baalav Dalad Nun Yud. Right. Chen David Oyim Hashem Shimcho Leilom Hashem Zichro David Dor. That the shame is one. The Zecher is another. Zecher means how to pronounce, how to enunciate, what you say in English, the shame, and how to write it. So, Shmi lo hali meu. It's also to be, to say the shame. In Pashas, about this, the Mishnah is in heaven. Kol hegi as Hashem v'yse Yisrael, v'en l'chei l'olam havo. Hegi as Hashem v'yse Yisrael, Pashas, according to Rashi, and Pashas, Rashi, the shame is to say the UK Bobke. To, what we call the shame, ha mefoirosh. So, first of all, well, what's the hero? What does it mean? First of all, having Shulchan Aruch. What's it? Is there a meaning? Is there a meaning to the Shema? To the Shema first? Is there a meaning? The Ram calls the Shema Etzem. The Shema Etzem means the Ram in my book says the Shema Etzem. All the other Shemas are Shema Pulois, and this is Shema Etzem. Shema Etzem means it's a Shema Etzem. It's not the title exactly in English. It's like a Chasam Seif, it's like a proper noun. It's a name. The other Shemes are Toy Arim. Have a Toy Arim. The Shema Etzim. So in Shulchan Aruch, so it's interesting. I mean, the Sefer Paradise from Rashi's Beis Medrash. It says Shema Miuchod. So the father says Shema Miuchod to Gloshen Arami. Shema Rami. The Rami. Ve'ein nonu v'shoin. That's half of the fellas. Shema Rami. Poshet, you think Gloshen Kodesh will soon see the. But that's not enough. Poshet is. Shema Rami. Ve'ein nonu v'shoin laskiri. To receive. Zesh mi lo olam. Lochein. Since the Shema first is a Rami. It's not Lashon Kodesh. But Arami, the Ramos says, is a Lashon that's very closely related to Lashon Kodesh. It's not a different Lashon. It's not like the Shivim Lashon, and Lashon Kodesh. Rashi says in last week's Pasha. The Ramos says Arami and Lashon Kodesh are very close, I'm talking about the same Lashon, very closely related. But the bottom is not Lashon Kodesh. It's Arami. That's the Sefer about this. Lochein, we say, ואין לנו משלון להזכירי, ולכן אנו אומרים יהי שמי רבו ברמס. What does he want? What's he talking about? So whoever learned Brochus of Gimel knows that Taisa means the Machzavitri. Machzavitri means the part is the same as Medrash. Taisa means the Machzavitri. It says, what's Taisa of Yehesh Mei Rabo? What does Taisa mean from Machzavitri? When we say Yehesh Mei, we say it so many times a day. Yehesh Mei Rabo. So the Machzavitri says that Yehesh Mei Rabo is one unit of thought. The Shem should be Rabo, should be Nisgado. What does it mean? Because like this. Yimole Shmoy, the Shem should be full. Mole. To see Kiyod or Kes Ko. Because here is Ein Hashem Shalom. Here it's only Yud Kei, not Shmoy Shalom. But Los Elov will be Shem Shalom. Shalom Yehe Shmoy, the Shem Shalom, Kisei Shalom, Nashimoch, Zau Shalom Molek. Vekach, Peu Shekach. Yehe Shmoy Shem Yud Kei, Shmoy, according to Masavitri, is not named. The one time the Shmoy, it was in Kodesh Masavitri is Shem Yud K, not Shmei. Hey Shmei, Shem Yud K should be Rabbo, should be Nisgadol, should be Nisgadol, should go from UK to UK Vov K, should be Hashem Sholem. That's it. Perush Akachi. Hey Shmei, Shem Yud K should be Rabbo. Kloy Mash Onu Mispalim Shei Shmei Godol B'Sholem Umevayroch, and it should be Mevayroch too. Loilom. I'm sorry. Mevayroch. Lo'olam, lo me'may, ave tvil acheres, kloim ha'mavoyach, lo'olam ha'bo. So Taisa says, it's not a pshat, but rather, yesh mei rabo mevoyach, rabo is an adjective, shem ha'godol, that's what Taisa says, yesh shem ha'godol mevoyach. So it's only one because, shem ha'godol should be mevoyach. And according to Masa Midri, the shem should be rabo, and then mevoyach, it's another because. The Sefer Padlis, he's going with Kanil, the first time. As we said, but he adds this fascinating zavot that the bakosha for the hagdolas Hashem is in a ramis because Hashem itself is a ramis. I don't know what it means. I don't know anything. The point is the idea, and it's the idea, and same about this, and everything else. Yeah, in shulchan aruch like this, but the Rashbam, this Rashbam here in Chumash on the same ekia. Rashbam, he writes it in Atpash. He doesn't write it straight. He explains what does the Shem Eki mean. Shem Eki is one of the Shiva Shem Shem Mchokim. He appears. He's the only time he appears in Tanakh is a Shem. We say it only in Yom Neror. The only time we say it in our liturgy, like you say, we never say it. Never use it. Never say it. We say it only Yom Neror on two occasions. Mchom Aminim, right? Mchom Aminim. And I don't know. Mchom Aminim is from time of very old. Some say from the time of Amoroim, time of Chazal, Chom Aminim. And it's also in the Tefillah for the Shir Tzibur. I don't know about that. I don't know what the mark of that is. Tefillah for the Shir Tzibur, also. He uses the Hashem. Otherwise, we won't say it B'chol. But on that, the Rashbam explains in Atpash, so since well, what it means. So you have to take the whoever's interested can do one or two things. Either take the time, which I once did and everybody does, to take down, sit down, and figure out what he writes in Atpash, and putting down Atpash means for it's up, so that's the easiest one to use, Atpash. So since or in Tzuvos Chasam Sefer, which I brought Chesh Mitzvot, he copies it down straight. So since it's Chasam Sefer, he read from Mitzvot Chasam Sefer. But upon him, the in the middle there, he says, "What's the title of Hawaii, the Shem Hawaii, Yuke Vovke?" So he says, "Hoy v'tomid, hoy v'tomid." That title is the Shem Hawaii, hoy v'tomid. The Ma'aseh of Shulchan Aruch, it says in Siman Hey, in Aruch Chaim, the two Shulchan Aruch say that when you say the Shem, every time you say the Shem, Shemcha ben Hoy Hoy Veviyya. Hoy Hoy Veviyya. The Goyin there disagrees for two reasons. And the famous Goyin. The Goyin says, first of all, you don't have in the, since we don't read it, the Kri we say is always Atmos. Only the Mechave in the Kabbalah of the Kri, not of Exiv. That's the first half of the Goyin. Second of all, the Goyin says everything, wherever you have the Shem Havayah, except for Krishma. Except for Krishma, we have to, the Goyin's Mashma, that he's asking him to be a Yoyno, that with Zemoko, that Krishma, you have to be Mechav in Hoy Hoy Viyah, that's part of Kavos HaMach Shema. Kavos HaMach Shema, Yichud Hashem, and to think Hoy Hoy Viyah, Havayah Elkein, Havayah Echot. So Krishma, Goyin's Maskim, that you have to think both Kavonas, Hoy Hoy Viyah and Adoyin HaKoyel, but any other place you don't have to. That's a good Shidus Adoyin. Okay, do. What? No, only prosecution. Only prosecution. The second objection the Goyin has, he says, and even if Afilum Taimor, that you have to be Mechave in the Kree, the Ksiv, the UK Volke, Hoy Hoy Vi is not the type, he says. The type is not the Rashbam, he brings Rashbam. He brings Rashbam on all the time. The Goyin in the Shulchanot brings this Rashbam, said the type is Hoy Vi Tomid. A different type. In the Avshah Chaim, he has the third type, Mechave Akol, Mechave Akol. To create everything in his Mahavah, keeps everything in existence. Mm-hmm. It's the cause of all existence. Nefesh L'chaim. Oh, I want to mention briefly, a few more minutes, like what's the relationship of the Kri and the Ksiv of Atmos Tavaya? Right, what's the relationship? We know that UK Vok is Shem HaFerosh, and we just said it was only used in the Mikdash. Kain Gadol, Yom Kippur, we spoke about it. Before Yom Kippur, we spoke about it. And in Bikas Kainim in the Mikdash, they said, the Kainim said, Shem HaFarish. But we use a kinui of Atmos. What's the relationship? So here is the Rambam. Oh my God, I went through it fast. The locha in Peg Beis of Avodah Zarah being the locha of Megadiv. Megadiv means Bikas Hashem. Bikas Hashem. Megadiv is only chayiv if he uses Hashem first. Ainam Megadiv chayiv skill Peg Beis the locha zayin. Ainam Megadiv chayiv skill actually first is Hashem hamiuchad shel Abba Yisish. Shehu Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Yelo Shem Abba. V'yesh Mishat Shot. So Rambam said the Hashem hamiuchad is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. V'yesh mi shem forish en chayv el al shem yud kei vov kei. V'ani oi mesh al shneyem hu niskal. So pastors, you have three shittas in the Rambam. In the halach, in Megadish. Megadish is bigger than Shem. He's only chayv if he enunciates a shem ham forish. That's a gemara. But what does he have to say? So first shittas in the Rambam is al dal dun yud. That's shem forish. Second shittas is no, he has to pronounce yud kei vov kei. Somehow it's the way they did the mix. We don't know how they said it. We don't know what Nigel is unknown, right? I do. We don't know what Nigel is, but whatever, to make some attempt to enunciate the UK Vovke. V'aniyoy meshez Rambam, so shal shnei muchu niskal. So here's a little shtickle on Pesach Vav, it's ma'at ha-kam with Vav Eichos. Dushim on Nisa Levi, on this Rambam. So he says, b'kitza like this, he says that everybody's masking, they need a shem first. He only said the two-thirds of all, he explains the Rambam and the Yesh Mishapirish. We'll go like this. He says that the Yesh Mishapir says only chayiv on Yukei Vovke. Vaniyoy Meir Shal Shneim. Either Yukei Vovke or saying Alf Alad Nun Yud. So the Bemis, everybody holds that you need Shema first. You need Shema first. The Rambam says, when Shias Rambam is, that, Shias Rambam is, that since the Gemara says, the Torah says, Zeh Shmi, Vezeh Zichri, that Adlus is a kriya, is an annunciation, a pronunciation of Yukei Vovke. So since that's the way it's pronounced, Yukei Vovke, so somebody says Adlus, he's announcing Shem Mefarosh. It's not a substitute. It's a substitution. Substitute, right? There are two ways of understanding. When you see, every time you see Yukei Vovke in the Torah, for example, they say Adlus. That's what we do. So the Pshat is it a substitution? Like, for example, is in Kisavoy the two words in which we substitute. It says one word Yud Shin Gimel Lamed Nun Hey, we say Yishko Vano. That's a substitution. Or what says Ayin Pei Lamed Yemen, we say Bat Chayim. It's a substitution in two Sukim in Teichlo. That's what the Gemara calls a substitution. It's not decree. So maybe that's not here. When you see give, okay, substitute a different shame for it. Or no, he says that's not the Torah. It's the decree of that. It's the decree of the shame. Normally, it's like the Torah says when see Allah, comes out of his or comes base bo. And here, Yuke Volke, you say Allah don't use. That's the way you read it. That's the decree. So maybe the Shiva's problem is that the Torah says Megadah, if it's only shame of Noikev, shame Hashem, shame of Feirosh, this is Noikev, shame Hashem. Because anytime he says Admos, he's saying shame Hashem. He's saying Shema, it's a clear Shema first. The Yesh Mishnah Pirish, only Chayiv, it's only Chayiv Hashem, Yukei Vovke, he agrees in principle to the Rambam. But he says, when do we say that Adnos is a Kree, and it's considered a Kree of the Shema first? Only when there's a Ksiv, when there's a Shema first that you're reading. So what is the Yukei Vovke, and you're either reading it like in Kriyas HaTorah, or the Kohenim are saying, V'ach HaShem V'Shmerach, the reciting apostle, and which has to be Kohes HaVoch, you can't ad-lib, and you can't stop, so it has to be every word and every syllable which says in the Torah. So then, if it says Yukei Vovke, and Kohenim say, Admos, so that, they said the Shem HaFarish, the way it's read, B'Gvun, Mashen Kain, not as recitation of apostle, or a mikro, but some, Rahman Slan, Megadeh, for any other context, some you could have and say the Shem Adnos, so Zabdafi is not, we don't perceive that as being a Kree of the Shem HaFayrosh. But in Ochanami, when you're reading Mitzach Apostle, even reciting Apostle, it is a Kree of the Shem HaFayrosh. This idea, give me another 2 minutes. This is a lot many times. It's interesting that some Sefer has a bigger research about this, and two of them, maybe mention this too. And he says, Mukhari says the opposite. So I'm saying, if you ask a question, I'll say it over, I'll say it. Kup Sadi Beis, Achash Mishmah. The Tzuvah Tzuvah Kivengim. About some cat that was introduced, there was a Hege Hashem, which is a Vanu Gerach Wonson, I don't know what he was doing. That's a good clear machine. Hakoponim, he says like this. He asks a question. The Gemara says, in Brochot of Zion, everybody should know the Gemara, that until Avraham Avinu, there's nobody that referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hashem Adnos. Avraham Avinu is the first one. That's the Dav Zayin on the base. That's the one Baruch Hu. The Lord Yomishu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Odna, Shabbat Avraham Avinu. The Lemaise is a Medrash, for Tais Mings in Chulin, in El Trefis, in Samachs. Tais brings that other region. And then the Jews in the Medrash, it's brought down many places. He brings them to Chulin, to many places. All the reason called because of all Hashem Adnos. Okay, it's highly good. So maybe it's a theory. It seems to be two Mekoris in Chazal. All the reason called Adnos says before Avraham Avinu. So Chassam Sefer has it a gewaltig Einfall. He says that the The Shem Adnos denotes that the Hero of Shem Adnos is the Kishmoy Kiyan, because Boch was Odin. Adoy Nakol. That's the title. Adoy Nakol is an easy name. That's the title. Adoy Nakol. So there'll be two reasons, two causes for Adnos. The image that we can refer to the image of being Adoy Nakol, one of two reasons. Either because he created it, My grandfather's going to want me to say. He said about this sugyan. He used to say, Lashem ha'oretz am loyo, tevo v'esh v'evo. He said in this pasuk, Lashem ha'oretz am loyo, tevo v'esh v'evo. The ha'oretz am loyo belongs to God's Baruch Hu. Why? Ki hu al yam misodo, because he created it. And he said, like, woman kainu b'shvach tli. Woman kainu b'shvach tli. Numan, the tinkers and pitters around with the kli. He's kainu b'shvach tli. Because both created the bria, so he's a bailman, he's a bailman of the bria. That's one shot. That's one reason. See, before Admus of the Eibishter, because he created it. Another reason is because he's Mashkiach Tmidi, Mashkiach with Tmidus, Mashkiach with Tmidus. So he said like this. All the Marishan in the Tzir Kabbalah Shkosh Baruch Hu, when he used the same Admus, he was referring to the first Ayur of Admus. That you're the Adonai Kol, because you made everything. That's why Hashem was some loyal. Avraham Avinu was mitaych haKol Kadosh Baruch Hu was manig as yesh la labir, manig is manig the bria. He's a mashkiach, so he said Kadosh Baruch Hu was Adonai Kol for the second reason. That's why he's mashal of two chazans. That's a beautiful word, something in of itself. Then continues Chacham Sofer. He said like this. The first, which one is the, he also has this idea that he brings the Gemara to the Rambam and Kabbalim, the Admos can serve as the Shem HaFarish. So which Ayurah and which use and types of Shem Admos, the Shem HaFarish, the one that Avraham Avinu was Machadish. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashkiach between us, that in that sense, and that with that Kavon, the Admos Shem HaFarish. The other one is a substitute for Hoy Hoy V'yem HaVeko. The other Ayurah, which Admos recently used, is in other words what the if the Adon, the Admos is the result of having been Mahavako, so he says that is what the Gemara says, the Admos is the key of the Shem HaFarish. That he calls the Kinoi. That he calls the Kinoi. Remember, that's Hebech HaGomu. That when you have Hoy Hoy Viviyah, and we read Admos, it means that the Ayurah of Hoy Hoy Viviyah, the implication of the fact that he's Mahavako Piku. Mahavako, not the Hoy Viviyah, Mahavako, the Ayurah, the implication of that is that he's Adon HaKol. So the Torah was Kaveya, that's a dead. We can't say the Shem Bikvun, so we say a Kinui. But when you use the Admos with its own Hayor, that he's Adon HaKol because he's Mashkiach and HaKol Vodos, that is the Shem HaFarish. Alright, good night, fellas.